Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll tell you all about MOSA and the YMCA as Angela's back in the studios with a tan. We'll have our second Valentine, Downtown Valentine gift of the day with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and those Illini tickets. All of that now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. I want to start today with a couple of quick stories. Did you see that the Army is changing the way they are getting their men and women in shape?
I'm glad to see this.
I mean, this is how fat we are as a country. The Army got fat.
Yeah. In part it's because they just kept lowering the requirements.
The test.
Yeah.
And what they've had is literally coming from commanders who have been complaining that in recent years the soldiers they're getting out of basic training aren't fit enough. They are now instituting a whole new thing. And there's a picture of this guy in North Carolina. This was from January 8th, a couple of weeks back. And he was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and they've all got their Army sweatshirts on. And he is deadlifting. It's an odd device. It's got like handles in the middle, and then it goes around like a regular.
We have that at the Y.
Well, like free weight?
Yeah.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Where is it?
It's in the weight room. Yeah.
Does anybody use it?
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
That looks like impossibly difficult. That's like a lot of weight. Does that look like a lot of weight to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you think about, like, I mean, even we've gotten to the point where, like, basic training isn't sort of what it used to be. And as a country, we got soft. We really did. And I know that sounds sort of condescending and lecturing, and I don't mean it to. But I think there's a couple of things when you think about your mental health and your physical health and the combination of that. There's also a study that I want to bring into this that people, and the story starts with an old saying from Buddha that your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts. And now there's science that have approved, researchers have showed that negative thoughts, being mean, angry, negative. Think about all these people you see on social media and you just scratch their heads like, boy, I can't believe you behave this way. That it is psychologically harmful, that it takes your immune system down, that it causes your heart rate to increase, that having negative thoughts all the time is not good for you, not physically, but mentally.
I mean, it makes you fat.
It does?
Stress makes you fat. Cortisol.
It can. Cortisol, yeah. Okay. So this was Exeter and Oxford. I mean, these pretty famous universities here that said 135 healthy were divided into five groups and played a different set of audio instructions. The team took physical measurements of heart rate and sweat response and asked participants to report how they were feeling. Questions included how safe they felt, how likely they were to kind themselves. So they went through this entire testing, and they found that negative thoughts and negativity literally think no evil, and you can boost your own immune system just by being positive.
I believe that. I really do. I always say that being negative is zaps your energy.
And I think
I do.
That there are, most people are followers in life. And that's not a pejorative. It's just sort of, a lot of people don't get up and stand up at the front of the class and do that. But people are also willing to follow you two different ways. You know, you can, like, look at our politics today. I mean, you can go negative and people will follow you down that negative path. Or you can go positive and people will follow you down that positive path. And so it's up to you every day to try to be a better you physically, mentally, and it impacts the people that are around you.
I agree. I try to get that across to my kids, you know. Just treat others like you want to be treated.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it works all the time.
We try really hard.
We all have our moments. but it is easier, I think, when you get into a better physical space to get into a better mental place. Mm-hmm. I think they go hand in hand.
I do, too.
And it's interesting to me, I got an Apple Watch for Christmas this year, and I was really one of the last sort of people to buy into that. I mean, I felt like I was already attached to
that
everything.
That surprises me.
What?
You seem very electronic gadget.
I am, person. But I thought, okay, do I need yet another way to get a hold of me or another way? But one of the things that I first noticed was its attention to sort of, yes, you can do all the great stuff on it, you know, with your physical workouts, but it will remind you to breathe. You know, yeah, it will remind you to move. It will remind, and the breathing's as important as the moving. And now, I have not downloaded the app. Lindsay likes to do that.
You're talking about Headspace. But yeah. Have you done the breathe on your watch?
No.
That's interesting, and I love
it. Do you do
it.
This with your facial exercises,
no,
too?
Okay. No, this is actually what it's interesting, because if you turn it on, it will just say, okay, you're going to take 30 seconds. And the haptics will kind of start low, and you'll kind of feel this vibration. It'll swell, and that's where you should be reaching the peak of your lung intake, and then it'll kind of help you to breathe it out, and it will do this kind of on a rhythm, and then you're done. And it's really, honestly, it's great.
Okay, but to me, it causes my heart rate to go up and causes negative thoughts. It's like, quit vibrating my wrist. I'm busy.
No, you can accept. You can say, okay, I want to do this now.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. But my point is, it still vibrates on your mm-hmm. wrist and says, breathe. Like, I'm pulling out of the driveway this morning, and it goes, keep going. It's like, okay, it is 5:35, it's 20 degrees below zero, I am going. I don't need any motivation on the drive in.
That's hilarious.
So the technology is there. That's a good thing overall. Because of MyFitnessPal and all these other things, you know, you can track and find out and educate yourself, and you don't have to worry about understanding reading, packaging, all of that stuff. We've never had more information at our fingertips than we have today.
Yeah. Oh, we kind of dumbed it down already.
No, it's good, though. It makes it, it's democratic. You know, they can't sneak something by you by labeling it healthy. You can literally just scan a barcode and find out for yourself. So having those two stories in mind, the Army looking at that, and then this even not having bad thoughts can boost your immune system. It is all part of the deal. So if you join the Y, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to, but just because of the amount of services they have to offer and whatever level we're talking about, there's something there. But I wanted to have Angela in today. We do this every Friday. A, just because we didn't get enough of her tan on Wednesday.
Doesn't she look fantastic?
Well, she's back from vacation.
Oh.
And that's a good
feeling
thing.
Relaxed. Have a lot of positive energy.
Like you had a bunch of negative before you went to wherever. Come on. You're a positive person. So this MOSA thing, I want to talk about this because this is interesting and fairly new to the Y, meaning you're implementing newer classes.
Right.
And so I did some research when I was looking at the calendar and we were going to have group active on Wednesday because I didn't know what that was. And so I went to the MOSA website and I watched a couple of their videos like on YouTube of the class just to get an idea of what we were going to be doing. So tell me, MOSA means move, right?
Let's move. Yeah.
And
it's Italian for let's move.
There's also a little town, a little area in Italy known as MOSA.
Yeah.
So you got me there because I love Italy. So
good.
How did you discover MOSA? How did the Y, you know, get started down this road?
Well, I got an email about 6 years ago about MOSA, and I was intrigued, and so went to Matt, and he was all for it, but... didn't really work out for us 6 years ago. So a year or so ago, I went back to him and said, I really, really want to do this. And went back to some of the instructors and had them go online and look at some of the trailers. And they were like, yeah, we really like this. And so I had a lot of really positive buy-in from my instructors. So we decided to host a group active certification last January, and the rest is history.
Okay. Now, to give you a little background about this, they're the company that really got the whole step craze thing in the 90s going, and they started, there was a guy who literally was an executive with Bristol-Myers, and he was very successful in his business life, but his health and weight got really out of control, and his desire to get back into that is sort of what formed this company.
Right.
And then they had like a series of health clubs with like 45,000 members, I mean, pretty good size. Today, they offer all of these different, you know, components. So now Group Active is coming in April.
Correct.
To the Y. You guys already have Group Fight, which is brand new, and Group Power. They have like 9 different classes. I mean, is the idea to implement all of them or a little bit at a time? How does that work?
I don't know if we'll implement all of them, but there is one or two more that I am thinking about. One is called Group Synergy.
Yeah, I saw that. Synergy, C-E-N-T-E-R-G-Y. Yeah. Yes.
And that's the kind of, yoga-based, more the mindful. But I like it because you're constantly moving and not holding the stretches for as long as maybe a typical yoga class. And then there's the Group Core, which It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, that one just sounds like hell.
It's 30 minutes.
And then you need the watch to tell you to breathe right. during that. Or else. So the group, if you were to describe what's available right now and then what's coming in April. So somebody who joins the Y between now and April, you know, and they're fairly new to getting into shape. And maybe their first 4 weeks, you know, they get on the treadmill or one of the bikes or they do some strength training. Mm-hmm. This group active class is a great way to sort of immerse yourself into what we're talking about, because we just did this last Wednesday, and the video's up at Nauticator.com if you want to check it out. And Carol was our instructor, and she was great. Mm-hmm. But it seemed to me a little bit of everything, but not too much for somebody right. just starting out.
And it is more for your health seekers or maybe somebody who hasn't been.
Okay, that's code. What is a health seeker?
Somebody who maybe has never worked out and they're just getting into it or haven't worked out in a fairly long time and just want to start someplace easy. Yeah. Or easier.
I'd say you're going to get a great workout. It's not easy, yeah. but it's doable.
It is.
You do like 20-some minutes of cardio. Mm-hmm. You do 20-some minutes of strength training, right. and then you do balance and core.
Right.
And Lindsay, you liked the class. But,
I did.
But it wasn't as tough as like group fight
no,
or group power.
No, I think
power.
This would be a great entry point. A great entry point for anybody that's trying to get in, especially, and I think a certain age demographic, that balance thing, I realize, man, my balance has changed so much.
Like, or if you don't have a lot of time and you just want to
get it all in at one time.
I like step, so incorporating that step as the cardio
don't
portion.
Realize how difficult now that could get.
And, but by the way, you totally busted out Chris Burns for removing one of his steps in the video.
You know what? I should have. I should have, because when we started doing like the step with the knee, I'm like, oh, two was a mistake.
All right. Anyway, the video's up. You get an idea of this. I think people are intimidated on a lot of levels when it comes to their own health and fitness, and getting them in the door is one thing. And then once they get into the door, I'm always amazed at the sub-compartment level of intimidation about the wellness center mm-hmm. or one of these classes. Anytime there's other people, you know, you're mm-hmm. worried that you're going to look like, you know, it's okay.
I
mean, at the end of the day, there's someone there just like you going through the exact same thing. And none of us are great at it other than the instructors who teach it like 15 times a week, right?
Yeah, sometimes a little more than we'd like just because our bodies are like, oh.
Yeah, we had three instructors for the group fight, and it was a blast, too. Those videos are all – can I find them in one place at Nauticator.com, by the way, so I don't have to go back and look through timeline of videos?
I'll take a look and make sure that they're still on the WSOYMCA, which is on that roll at bottom.
On the link on the bottom there with the rotating stuff. Okay, because I think that people watch these vicariously because you know people in it and it's funny or we make fun of Matt or whatever. But I also think there's people that watch it and go, you know, I'm kind of intrigued. I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it. How hard is it for people to make that first step? You've been doing this for a long time. And sometimes I think when you do something for a long time, you not that you lose touch, but it's so routine for you
right.
that you forget how hard it is right. for that first step for so many people.
I think the very first day is probably the hardest day. That's why we really encourage them to come in and talk to our fitness coaches in the wellness center so they can take them around and kind of show them how to do everything. So they're not intimidated.
I see that happening every day I'm in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are new people that are coming
Absolutely.
In. I see people taking tours.
And yes. And sometimes they'll take those tours and they're really excited. And then you'll see them walk into the wellness center, stop, look around, and then sometimes walk out. We don't want that.
Yeah.
We want you to come in and talk to us. We want you to feel comfortable. It's a family.
Yeah, it really is. And you'll find some people, you know, when I'm working out, I like to work out. I don't like to stop at every machine and talk. You know, some people like to do that. Some people, their workout lasts 4 hours. Their workout's 12 minutes, but they're there 4 hours. So everybody has their own comfort level, you know, of how they want to do this. And every machine, you guys have all the equipment that you could possibly want. I mean, whether you're heavy lifting or you just want to get on a bike and ride through Central Park on the video screen in front of you, all of that's available.
Yes, we have so much stuff. We need more stuff, but we don't have enough room for more stuff.
Yeah. And the training studio, I want to talk about that a little bit, and personal training, because those are very unique things that you have that most places don't, and it is so important, I think, in an online world where everybody wants to do something vicariously. It is important when you're talking about your body, mm-hmm. your joints, your form, particularly we get to be a certain age, it's more important than ever that you have that professional advice. Personal trainers, I would tell you, if I could make a wish for everyone who thinks about starting this journey, would be to get you to cross that threshold of that front door, take a tour, join, and hire a professional trainer, even if it's only for like three sessions, to get you started down the right path. I mean, they can avoid so much back pain and, I mean, everything, because if you're doing something wrong and you're not being corrected, you can do some damage.
Yeah, and we're marketing it now where it's half-hour sessions, so I think that's more doable and less intimidating for the majority of people, because I know people, they're busy, they want the most efficient workout. And quite frankly, you can get a pretty efficient workout in 30 minutes.
You can. The training studio is obviously one way to do this. Now, $46.25 a month is the for an adult. And for a family, it's $66.25. I would say to you, when you think about your budget every month and the bills that you're paying and what you're paying for, whatever cable you have or you know, garbage service, water, rent, you know, what's your entertainment budget? What are you spending on clothes? Is there anything more important than the $66 that would bring your family the gift of health as far as being able to, if you're around and you're healthy, you could enjoy all that other stuff you're paying for?
Exactly.
Why don't people prioritize that?
I don't know. And, you know, and I think that too about people going and getting their coffee or their nails done, and I guess
she's talking to you now. Put your phone.
You know, I don't go get coffee.
No, we did. Yeah. We go get coffee down in the kitchen because we have our marquee bar set up here. But you do go get your nails done.
I do.
And can I ask, just out of curiosity, because it's not anything I do, what does that cost per time?
I'm sure they're very beautiful.
About 30.
With tip?
Yeah.
So.
Is that monthly?
Twice a month.
Okay, so your nails is the equivalent of a family membership at the YMCA, which would be two adults and however many kids you have under 18 at the household.
Exactly.
And with your membership, if you travel, you're a member of any other Y. So when you go on vacation or when you're on a business trip or whatever, you don't have to worry about if the hotel has a gym. I mean, you can literally Uber over to the Y and you're a member anywhere.
Yes. That is true.
Okay, so let's walk people through the first, they show up, and I'm Edna, you know, and I haven't done anything for a very long time. Edna or Gert, there's always my go-to names, I don't know why. Okay. Doesn't it just evoke an image? Can't you see Edna and Gert when you close your eyes? Mm-hmm. So Edna and Gert come together to the Y, and they want to take a tour, or it's a millennial, you know, and the one thing I love about the Y is it's not one size fits all. You go to this big box store, and Edna and Gert and the millennial all get the same thing for $10 or whatever, which is why it's $10. You come here, you've got specialized ways to take care of Edna and Gert and the millennial, and they're not necessarily the same.
That is right, and we'll have them fill out something before we take them on the tour so we kind of know what they're interested in so we don't overwhelm them and take them
or waste
places.
Time on stuff that they're never going to participate
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so that happens, and then they want to join, and then they join, and then you've got personal trainers. You've got Molly's my personal trainer. I know you still have clients with all the other things that you do. How many personal trainers do you guys have?
Oh, 9.
Okay.
Is that right?
Where do all these people hide? I've never met they most
do.
Of them. Do
they
you?
Do. They hide. We have, you know, our night people. So,
oh, see, I'm
you know,
never there
we
at
don't
night.
See the night people.
Yeah.
You probably see the majority, you know, Penny and Margie, Austin,
sure,
Molly, Michelle.
Well, the hours are great.
Philip.
Monday through Friday, 4:30 a.m., and there are people there at 4:30 a.m. all the way to 10 o'clock at night. Saturday, 5:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Sunday, 7:30 to 5. So no matter what your schedule is like, there is time for you to get in there and do this. DecaturYMCA.org is the website. I got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Angela. She heads up all the efforts there to change your life, really. I mean, I'm telling you, Lindsay, what difference does it make for mental health, for physical health, for just happiness, energy, all
of
it?
That's not a feel-good, silly thing. It's science, what it does to your brain.
Yeah, but even if you don't care about the science, you'll still get the benefits.
You will get the benefits.
You will feel it. It is just a different thing. I can remember just being just dead tired all the time, you know, like where you just felt like.
Yeah. And you'd think you'd be the opposite by working out, but it's actually.
Those endorphins.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
They
gives
are.
Gives you energy and helps you sleep better.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast. Helps when I turn off my mic, huh?
Sunny skies today and highs near 18 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 5. Saturday, sunny highs near 30. And Sunday, snow likely before 1 p.m. Chance of snow and freezing drizzle otherwise and highs near 32 degrees. It is 11 degrees in downtown Decatur.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force.
It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hi, this is Brady from the Brass Horn. It's that time of year again, when our sales are as good as they get.
Hi, this is Sophie, and that's right. Right here at the Brass Horn and Brass Horn 2, all fall and winter merchandise is 65 to 80% off. Items include men and women's clothing and home decor.
The sale is so great, we can hardly believe it ourselves. Items are going to go fast, with prices this unbelievable.
We know what your plans are this weekend, and we can't wait to be a part of it. We'll see you soon down at the Brass Horn and the Brass Horn 2.
In 1997, community leaders established the Decatur Public Schools Foundation to support educational innovation that makes a lifelong impact on young people. In the two decades since, our foundation has provided nearly $10 million to support activities that enrich the educational experience for students in our public schools. Each dollar invested is provided by private donors and community partners who recognize that thriving public education plays a pivotal role in shaping Decatur's future. From pre-K through high school graduation, every student's growth is enhanced by your gift. In 2019, contributors to the Madden Bequest Society will combine their gifts to honor founding trustee emerita Peggy Madden's commitment to inspiring young people. Your pledge to the $2.5 million campaign ensures that our community's promise to kids is sustained for generations to come. Talk with your financial advisor and call the foundation at 362-3042 to discuss how your contribution to the Madden Society will benefit your family's financial plan while investing in what matters most. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Angela Folks with us today. She, of course, is the YMCA. She stops by every Friday when she's not vacationing in the islands to share some tough love with us. Here's the thing. We've figured out the problem here with the group classes and the perception of group classes, and this goes back to the 80s. Don't you think that a lot of people think of group classes as sort of being Jane Fonda in the leggings or, God forbid, Richard Simmons?
I think that's what people
sweat
think.
Into the oldies. Yeah. And they're afraid if they sign up, he's going to show up in your kitchen and cry. Remember the Deal-A-Meal program?
Wow, that is a long time ago.
I know. But you remember
and I remember it.
Yeah. This MOSA is nothing like that at
like
all.
That.
Now you might have different age demographics mm-hmm. in the class, but mm-hmm. this is a good workout. I mean, how many calories did you burn?
Oh, group fight. Ooh.
Lindsay, did you just check out
515?
Okay.
I was looking.
Okay, 515 calories during the group fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
It's tough. Yeah.
So for the younger people out there that I think sometimes think of the Y as just, it's just older demographic, or those are just classes for older ladies. And there's certainly
there are some of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
that we market it towards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But this, the MOSA stuff, the instructors, the people that are in there, this is a pretty high volume, high octane mm-hmm. activity that burns a lot of calories. It's not easy.
It is not easy. And with my group power class, I have 20 somethings all the way up to 60 somethings.
60 somethings are really good.
Yeah, very good. And group fight, I know. Probably a little bit younger in the evening, but during the daytime, not so much.
Yeah, group active is a kind of a nice starting point
for
this, which I think will be really exciting in April when that's available.
Very exciting.
And then we'll see what else is coming. It's a great time. I'm telling you, if you don't take my word for it, go out and see. And you see it for yourself, and you'll know.
Yeah, we're going to certify 6 of our instructors in group active in March. We're going to host that the first weekend in March, so I'm very excited.
Okay, well, Angela, keep up the great work,
Thank
as
you.
Always, and we'll talk to you next week. Right. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after news. Don't go anywhere. This is Byers & Company.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. After that subpoena...